Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue a month-long focus on living a thankful life, we're looking this week at various roles within the church, being thankful for those that are part of your local church body, being thankful for those that are part of the church as a whole, and different roles or groups within that. Today we're looking at a topic in the prayer guide. I talked about being thankful for deacons, but I really want to expand that a little bit in today's devotion of just being thankful for those who serve. That's kind of the root, the core of that word deacon. Those that have been chosen to serve. And while there is within the church a role that often is looked at as a leadership role at some level, the very heart of that responsibility is to serve. And in reality, there ought to be a part of that in each one of us as we're called by God to serve one another in love. 1 Timothy 3:8, Paul writes to Timothy and says, "Deacons likewise are to be men worthy of respect, sincere, not indulging in much wine, and not pursuing honest gain." Sometimes we read lists like that, qualifications, if you would, that are taken from Scripture to apply to different offices or functions or responsibilities within the church, and we kind of hone in or key in on the parts that are important to us. And sometimes we have a tendency to just let the parts that might apply more specifically to us slide. We read a list that talks about being worthy of respect, living a life that isn't demanding respect, but gains respect because it's earned. Being not given to much wine, of having a reputation as one that, well, isn't always in control. Not pursuing dishonest gain. To serve not for what's in it for me, but for what I can do for someone else. We look at that and so much more within Scripture, and we discover that God's plan, God's desire is that those who serve would be an example. Not be something that is out of the ordinary, but be an example of what an ordinary Christian, child of God, an ordinary servant of the living God can do when they live as one who's set apart by God to do the works of service. The Bible talks about doing the works of service, the good works that God created in advance for us to do. Talking with my wife the other night and with a good friend yesterday about a television advertisement commercial that makes the statement that in our world, talent is distributed equally, but opportunity is not. And I think, how can they get by with such a blatantly false statement? We've all been given different gifts and abilities. Talent is not distributed equally. I keep thinking I ought to enroll in school there and insist that they somehow develop that equal talent so that I can sign a multi-multi-million-dollar recording contract with my singing. I don't have that talent. It wasn't distributed equally. And that's actually a good thing. The talents, the gifts that have been distributed by God have been done so with a purpose so that we can serve one another according to their needs, according to the work God created in advance for us to do. As I've had the opportunity to talk with people from around the world at the International Conference on Missions last week, and sometimes the things that I'm doing with God's help seem small. And it's always encouraging to hear the responses of how God uses those small efforts to touch others, to encourage them, to equip them. And different ones that talk, well, I could never do that. And well, maybe you're not supposed to. Your presence has been an encouragement to me. Your gifting is likely something different than mine. And it's easy for me to look at some of the things others do and say, boy, I wish I could do that. And when we begin to get into that mindset, we lose sight of being thankful for those who serve according to their calling, who serve according to their gifting. Not for selfish gain, not for dishonest gain, but out of obedience. Not being out of control, but living under the control of the Spirit. Not demanding respect or being dishonored, but being respected because they've earned it. You see, being thankful for those who serve, says I look around and I see how God is using people in various ways. And I learn to be thankful that some are being used, some are serving in ways similar to what I do. Many are serving in ways that are very different. One of the things I love to do at the International Conference of Missions, and really any of the conferences that I go to or conventions where I have a display set up or there's an exhibit hall, is to go through the hall multiple times and throughout the length of the conference and just pray for each person that's there, for each group represented by an exhibit. And particularly at a conference like this where there's missionaries represented from around the world doing a wide variety of types of ministry based on the needs of the people they're serving, it's an incredible, incredible thing to pray and to see and to be reminded and to be thankful that God is using them in ways that He equipped them to serve in. And so today as I pray, I'm thankful for deacons, those who are set aside specifically to serve within local churches. I'm also thankful for that larger group of servants who may not be set aside by a congregation in an official capacity, but nevertheless, they serve. not for recognition, not for gain of honest or dishonest, but for love. A love of God and a love of people that came from God. You see, as we pray today, I would encourage you to consider how thankful you are for those who serve. But as you consider that, evaluate how thankful you are for being able to serve. Sometimes we grumble. We whine, we complain, we don't want to. We're asked to do something, and sometimes it's not a fit that really would work well, would accomplish. Most of the time it's simply we don't want to, and we say no thank you. And I believe there are times when we don't feel prepared. And yet God gives us those opportunities to serve in order to teach us, to show us, to help us to grow. I remember the very first time I was asked to teach a junior church lesson. A lot of years ago now. I did not feel prepared. I did not feel gifted in that. I did not feel called to do that. It would have been easy to say, no, thank you. That's not my gift. That's not how God made me. But I believe there's times we need to step out of our comfort zones and see whether God really has created that work for us to do, and we've just not yet been ready. And so as we pray, consider what it is. Sometimes that those works of service, we miss them because, well, they're not really what we're good at. They're what God wants to be good at through us. And for some of us, at least, our very nature is if it's something that we're naturally good at, we tend to hog the credit. And so God directs us and says, no, I want you to serve over here doing something you're not good at, but something that He says He will be good at through us. And pray with thankfulness for those who serve, including yourself. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You've called us to yourself. You've called us to good works of service that you created in advance for us to do. Father, today I'm thankful for those who serve as deacons within local churches, who have been set aside specifically to oversee some of those works of service. I'm thankful for the deacons that serve at Deer Run, who are a big part of allowing and helping me to do the ministry that you've given me to do. And Father, I'm also thankful for those who serve with no title, no special recognition, simply loving you, loving people, being obedient to that call to serve one another in love. God, I'm thankful that you have considered us your children. You have considered us worthy to represent Jesus in the way we serve one another, in the way we live. God, today I pray that we would be more mindful of those opportunities to serve. That we would give careful consideration even to those opportunities that we just don't feel we're good at. May we listen not simply to the person asking us, but may we listen more intently to your Spirit. Perhaps it's calling us to something that we're not good at intentionally so that you can be seen as strong as you do that work through us. Father, as we prepare here in the United States at least to celebrate a day of Thanksgiving, may we not lose sight of all that we have to be thankful for. But may we not simply focus on the stuff that we receive, the blessings that we receive, the bounty of your hand, all things that we ought to be thankful for, but may we also be thankful for the opportunities to serve, even as we're thankful for those who do serve. Father, may we realize that it's not multiple classes of people, that there's those who have called to serve and those that aren't, that it's for all of us. So may that thankfulness for those who serve overflow into a thankfulness of being able to serve. Father, help us to find those areas that you did create in advance for us to do. Help us to learn contentment, that not only would we not be those who pursue dishonest gain, but we would not serve with envy or pride, but we would find satisfaction in serving obediently in the ways that you've called us. Father, may we always look for opportunities to grow in our service to others. And may we not miss the opportunities to express our thankfulness. Our thankfulness to you for the work you give us, but our thankfulness to one another for the service they provide. And Father, may all of this, may our thankfulness, may the service that we're able to do be done in ways that lift up Jesus. And today, as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.